Om Shanti. 10th December 2019, Tuesday. Essence of today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, you receive might by linking your intellects in yoga with the Almighty Authority Father. It is by having remembrance that you souls can charge your batteries and become pure and satopradhan. So today's essence, sweet children, you receive might by linking your intellects in yoga with the Almighty Authority Father. It's by having remembrance that you souls can charge your batteries and become pure and satopradhan. So by linking the intellects, yoga, with the Supreme Almighty Authority, the soul gets recharged, the soul becomes powerful, the soul becomes pure. Almost in every murli, we hear this, recharge the soul. Fill the soul with powers by remembrance. The intellect's yoga should be with one Almighty Authority. Do almost everything that you do in Baba's remembrance and you will become powerful. So battery is discharged. Battery is discharged. So we need to charge it again. And what is the best method of charging the battery? What are the things to be kept in mind whilst you charge the battery? There's a mobile, there's a socket, and there is a charger. Okay, so charger should be original, brother is saying. Okay, one. Second, this socket should be correct. Good. If it is faulty, it will not get charged. Then, that connection should be powerful. Right connection. And you should also on the button, on the switch. Otherwise, if everything is good but you forget to on the switch, whole night you were waiting, early in the morning you see that it is just 30%. So these are the initial things to be taken into consideration. But if you want to do charging very fast, then you have to keep it aside. Don't keep using the mobile whilst you are charging it. And the best mode is flight mode. Put the mobile in the flight mode and then charging will take place very fast. So when the mobile, the cell phone is in charging, is in flight mode, what happens? Nobody can contact you. When the cell is in flight mode, you cannot contact anyone. You cannot receive message, you cannot send message. You are virtually disconnected from the world. Then the charging takes place very fast. But if you keep on using it, if you keep on using multiple apps at the same time charging is going on, the charging will take time. So whatever is applicable to this cell phone, the same is applicable to the soul also. So we want to charge this soul. The soul's battery has got discharged. So see that you get linked, connected with the Supreme Charger. The socket should be correct. The connection should be very clear. And you will have to put yourself in the flight mode. Means silence, means solitude, means introspection, introversion. Remembrance is the journey of the soul, where the soul remembers the Supreme Father in silence and draws spiritual powers. The entire process is taking place in silence. There is no question of words. It is the wordless silence, speechless silence. So everything is taking place in silence. And there is no external interference of worldly thoughts. So that's why you have to put yourself in the flight mode. Flight mode also means you are flying. Flight mode also means you are not walking on ground. Flight mode also means you are soul conscious. So the battery is discharged and you want to charge it. So see that your connection with the Father is very strong. Your connections, your line of intellect should be very, very clear. And this line of intellect is interrupted by so many things. Excessive attachment. Soul is here and Supreme Soul is here. We try to connect with Him, but many things pull this soul down. They say that we have two forces, higher force and lower force. Higher force is something that tells us to go up. Lower force is something that pulls us down. Every religion talks about these two forces, the good, the bad. In every man, this struggle is going on. In the Kurukshetra of the mind, the Mahabharata of sanskars is taking place. In the Kurukshetra is the battlefield where Mahabharata took place. That Mahabharata is not taking place outside somewhere. This mind is the battlefield. The mind is the Kurukshetra. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra. This is the Dharmakshetra. This is that field where the great battle, the great war, the great Mahabharata is getting played. And Mahabharata is the Mahabharata of sanskars. There are divine sanskars, there are devilish sanskars. There are virtues and there are vices. There is day and there is night. There is light and there is darkness. The struggle is on. Something pulls us down, something pulls us up. And this goes on. So to have uninterrupted connection with the Father, to have uninterrupted connection with the Father, the intellect should be free from everything. The more the attachment down, the intellect will not go up. The more we are attached to persons, people, to places, to things, to events, to memories, some traumatic past, some future anxiety, some fear, some unknown, intellect will go down. In yesterday's Murli Baba had said, remain light. If you are soul conscious, you can walk anywhere and you remain untiring. You will not get tired at all. It is the soul, body consciousness that makes us tired. It is not the work, it is not the action, it is not the duty, it is not the seva, it is not the service that tires the soul. It is the body consciousness which is involved in that service which makes us tired, fatigued. The more soul conscious one is, even whilst doing seva, he remains light. So this is soul and this is supreme soul. So this connection should be unpunctured. This connection should be uninterrupted. This connection should be undisturbed. Any interference here will not allow the soul to get charged very fast. So intellect's yoga, with the intellect's yoga, connect soul with the supreme soul, the highest almighty authority. And Baba says the soul will get recharged. So first see the connection. The intellect is not wandering anywhere here. Other thing is relationships. The more we are connected with Baba and experience all relationships with him, the less we remain attached to these worldly relationships, which are often the cause of disturbance. So relationships. So this line should be very clear. The connection here should be very strong. The connection from here should be strong. And as he said, the line, you should use original charger. Okay. So now put the battery, put the soul in the flight mode. So what happens in the flight mode? You cannot contact anyone. Others cannot contact you. Can't send messages. So disconnect to reconnect. If you want to reconnect to the original source, you need to disconnect from everything which is not original, from everything which is false. So there should be some period of silence where we are not in connection with any human beings, any human being. Because the more we share with human beings, the more our sharing with God decreases. The more we talk with human beings, the more our talking with God comes down. The more we interact with human beings, the more our interaction with Baba decreases. So throughout the day, yesterday's Murli also Baba said, you don't have to become workaholic. Don't become workaholic. You are working all the day. Baba gave the example of somebody who takes care of house. He thinks of the house only in the evening. You become like a tortoise which withdraws itself. So don't go too much into work, duties, seva, or whatever you call it. Because if that makes you body conscious, you have moved away from God. You have moved away from Baba. So flight mode means, if you want your mobile to get charged very fast, you have to stop using it and putting like that. Put it in the flight mode. So for some time, delink. For some time, disconnect. For some time, snap all the connections with the world. And the best time to do is evening, morning. And the best time to do is evening. And the best time to do is just before sleeping. So these are the three powerful periods of the day available with us. Early morning hours, Amrit Vela. That depends upon how you are gone to sleep. If your method of going to sleep is powerful, you will get up with a very powerful memory. And what is the best method to get concentrated? At Amrit Vela or any time? Yes? Which is the best method? You are sitting in yoga, but your mind is wandering, intellect is going here and there. Which is the best method? Practical method. By which you will feel immediately concentrated.
By reading.
But it is not the time for reading. You are sitting in yoga. We have talked with him, but still the one intellect is wandering here and there. Churning what?
For churning, you need reading. You have got up for Amrit Vela. You have not started reading books. I am talking about Amrit Vela. Let's take the example Amrit Vela. You know what is the... That's okay, but intellect is wandering here and there. Intoxicating points in the morning, immediately after getting up. You know, the best method of concentration is recall. Recall what? Gyan. Which gyan? That is very important now. For example, recall gyan, recall Murli or some class. These are the two very important points for getting concentrated. This is not yoga, but this is a pre-yoga stage. Suppose, let's take example. For example, yesterday's Murli. You read Sakar Murli in the morning. You have read multiple times maybe, or you have heard once. Now, read it with concentration. Okay, once or twice you read. Evening yoga we'll take for example, starting with that. You try to recall what was in the Murli. What you have already read. When you try to recall, automatically mind is concentrated. One. Second is class. For example, some senior brother is giving the class. You sat in the class for 1 hour. And you note down. You have written down certain notes. Now, try to recall what was said in that class. The more you try to recall, the mind tries to gather itself. What was it? What was it? What were the points that were covered? So, sometimes when the intellect is wandering, best way is recall. But, some preparation is needed even for that. As I said, you must have read that Murli in detail multiple times, or there is some class, so you have taken out notes. Whenever any class is going on, always make it a point that you have a diary and pen and you start writing down certain notes. Our senior brother was there, Jagdish Bhai. He used to write down notes and he had that beautiful habit of listening to almost every class. Whichever class would be there in history hall, he will sit in his room and listen. No matter who is the brother, who is the sister. And he will write down notes. Now, you have written down notes. Suppose there is some illiterate, unlettered mother who is narrating her experience. And you are sitting down with your notes and you have written at least 5 new points. Okay. Now, rather than going ahead and reading new Murli and new class, first try to recall what you have heard, what you have listened before. So the best thing is, keep on recalling what has been said in today's Murli, rather than jumping into new Murli. What was yesterday's Murli? And the best time to do that is post Amrit Vela period. And you should have certain notes, whether you write the notes in your mobile, or you type the notes in your mobile, or you write in some diary. First try to recall. For example, let's take yesterday's Murli. What were the different points in yesterday's Murli? Yesterday's Murli. Let's take Sunday's Murli. Okay. Forget yesterday's. Contentment. So many things Baba said. Contentment. What are the causes of contentment? Soul itself. What are the causes of contentment? Others. What are the causes of contentment? Sanskars of soul itself. What are the causes of contentment? Atmosphere and the effect. What is contentment? It's a virtue. What is contentment? It's speciality. What is contentment? It is the treasure. What is the contentment? It is the decoration. What is the contentment? It is the mirror of transformation. What is the contentment? It is the means of success. What is contentment? It makes you lovable in the Brahmin family. What is contentment? It makes you Mayajit. What is the jewel of contentment? Means who is contented all the time. If you say that I am contented today and sometimes I am not, so that is not being called the jewel of contentment. So we have heard this Murli. Okay. Murli was very good. We have heard that Murli, and we spent some time all alone to churn it. Now, before sitting in yoga, whether Amrit Vela, evening yoga or before night, one task that everyone should do is try to recall what was said. This recalling business is very important. It suddenly makes the mind focused, concentrated. Or you have heard the class, go out immediately after the class. Without looking even at the notes, try to recall at least 10 minutes what that brother said, what that sister said in the class. What was the new thing which I never heard before? There must be some new point. Because every soul is unique. Not just unique, but every soul is a masterpiece here. So everything that is coming out from each and every soul is unique, uncomparable. It's something extraordinary. So, recall things before sitting in yoga. That will make the mind concentrated. One. Second, if you don't remember Murli, then recall your whole day what you did. Whole day what you do. That is known as photographic memory. If you want to have photographic memory, this practice should be done at night. When you are on bed, try to recall. Okay, I got up from bed. This side I got up or that side I got up? Recall from that side. That much detail. Then I went. Then I went in the washroom. What was the color of that bucket? Recall to that extent, to that minute detail. Then I came out. Okay. Then I went in yoga. Which are the different places I sat? This is not yoga, but this is recall. Recall will make the mind focused. Then I went and sat in the Murli class. Where I was sitting in the Murli class? Who was next to me? Who read the Murli? And then try to recall the points of Murli now. You're not trying to recall. If I say, well, let me remember Murli, zero, nothing. I'm trying to recall the entire scenario. The background, the main thing, and the post-Murli what happened. Then whom I met. Trying to recall every day like this. At least 15 minutes, try to revise. Try to recall your whole day. This all things happened. And now I'm here, and Baba, I'm in front of you. Now those thoughts will not disturb you. Because you have consciously tried to remember. And if you don't sit, just sit in yoga like that, whole day you will keep on remembering. Oh, that brother said this to me. I have to say this to you. I have to go to the market. I have to give this. You either remember seva, either remember the people, or you remember things that happened. One keeps on remember. Why not consciously remember them? So that they will not interfere then. So before sitting in yoga, evening yoga I am talking, morning, automatically it's very powerful, so you need not. But sometimes, even in the morning yoga, the yesterday's things are disturbing, go ahead and try to remember everything that happened yesterday. Or as if you are narrating to Baba. You are telling Baba, this happened. This happened, that happened, that happened, that happened, that happened. Now I am here, sitting in remembrance, and now get detached from the body. And now the soul is focused. And now the soul is linked. In Sunday's Murli, Baba said, Bab, Father is the seed. So, keep the seed with you, and the seed of the vikar, and the seed of the sanskars, and the seed of the vices will be burnt, and the burnt up seed will never sprout again. So imagine that sanskar, that imperfection, that flaw, that defect, that vice, that habit, that addiction is like a seed here. And God is seed and Baba is seed. And the light from the seed is coming, flashing over this seed of the vikar. And that seed is getting burnt to ashes. So recall. Recalling Murli. Recalling class. Recalling what all things happened in the day. These all the, in short, should be done at least 10-15 minutes before yoga and then sit in yoga. It's a very powerful method. So, if you want to charge the battery, see that the charger is original. If you want to charge the battery, see that this socket is tightly connected. There should not be loose connection. See that you don't forget to on the button and put the mobile in the flight mode. No connection, no talking, no messaging, no long talks on phone. Okay, otherwise, if you don't have socket, you carry power bank with you. But see, that power bank is also charged. So today's essence, sweet children, you receive might by linking your intellects in yoga with the Almighty Authority, Father. It's by having remembrance that your souls can charge your battery and become pure and Sato Pradhan. Om Shanti.